This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stachow. It is rare to hear the music of cello and bass as a duo, but it's even more rare to hear a cello-bass duo that speaks, howls, screams, and does tongue twisters while they play. And that's who we have next in this theater today. Bassist Paul Sharp and cellist Brooks Whitehouse are classically trained concert artists who put a new spin on classical music with their duo Low and Lower. They describe themselves as more fun than just classical, more serious than just comedy, and more hip than their training prepared them to be. They will join the Mallarmé Chamber Players for two concerts this weekend, and we have a special preview right here in this theater. Brooks Whitehouse is on the cello. Brooks, welcome. Good to have you here.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Also, Paul Sharp on the bass. Hello, Paul.
Thank you. Hello.
And Suzanne Russo joins us on the viola. She is Mallarmé's artistic director. Hello, Suzanne.
Hi, Frank. It's great to be here.
Good to have you. Brooks, you were are a classically trained musician. Tell us about your background.
Oh, well, yes, I actually had a roundabout training because I was very serious first I started as a drummer. I played recorder for a while. I was a guitarist and singer-songwriter, wanted to be James Taylor. That's why I'm living in this state now. ultimately, I was drawn first to the violin, because there was a violinist, a country fiddler, living with us at the time, but there was no violin teacher at my school. Fortunately, one of my colleagues did have a mother who taught cello, and so I decided, well, it's got bow, it's got rosin, it's got string, I'll do that. So I started on the cello, not the romantic story of Pablo Casals saying he saw a cello and had to play it, but still, I was drawn to the string instrument world, at least. I did a very roundabout training. Actually, I studied at Harvard as biology before deciding to actually go into music.
That's not roundabout. That's not even close. That's not roundabout. That has nothing to do with classical music. I just want you to know that. Go ahead. Continue.
Well, it actually does, because 65% of the Harvard Radcliffe Orchestra was pre-med.
There you go.
So there you go. There's the link. After that, I did finally decide that music was really for me. Went to graduate school, did my master's and doctorate at SUNY Stony Brook, and then went on to a 15-year career in chamber music with a trio called the Guild Trio with my wife, Janet Orenstein, who's a violinist here, teaches with me at UNCSA, the School of the Arts in Winston-Salem. So we've been here for now 12 years, and
put this duo together. Well, let's hear the other half of your duo. Paul, you ended up at the North Carolina School of the Arts as a bass teacher. Tell us how you got there.
Well, I grew up in Alaska, actually, and as a young man at the age of 13, I had stopped practicing the piano about 8 years before, which was shortly after I started taking the instrument. But I'd been a good kid, so I was going to piano lessons regularly. And I finally talked to my mother and I said, you know, Mom, I just don't think piano's working out. Is there anything else you can suggest? Now, my mother is an orchestra teacher, so she had lots of suggestions. And my one criteria was, can I get in an orchestra and be in the advanced orchestra? Because I've heard that intermediate orchestra at junior high, and it wasn't pretty. And she said, well, you know, they always need bass players. Everybody needs a bass player. In fact, you know, throughout high school, you'll be needed if you play the bass. And I said, if I practice hard this summer, could I be in the advanced orchestra? And she said, yes. So I started playing the bass that summer and indeed made the advanced orchestra in junior high. And then practiced some more and then was in youth symphony. And the trend continued. I started playing professionally at the age of 15, playing in the Anchorage Civic Opera Company as the principal bass. And then started playing in the Anchorage Symphony Orchestra when I was a junior. And it paid some nice bills. I was certainly beat flipping burgers.
And what bills did you have?
Well, how did the duo come about? Tell us how this group came about.
We're both on the faculty at UNCSA, and we do mix and match chamber music. You play on my recital, I play on yours. Paul asked me to play the Rossini Duo, which is the only classic work written for this combination, on your recital. I think it was maybe 2009 or something like that. We really enjoyed working together. And then I discovered also on that program was a fantastic work by Tom Johnson called Failing, which is a classic work for bass at this point. It's a really wonderful theater piece where the bassist has to talk and play. And the premise is that the playing gets more and more difficult, but you have to keep talking, and at what point are you going to fail, and what does failure mean in that context? I thought, okay, this is really great. I mean, to do theater, because I did some theater in college, some music theater and stuff like that, and I thought, now this is really fun. You know, as a cellist, it's a very serious business. I mean, people really identify with the cello. They say, what is it like to, you know, play in the human range, to have that sound up against you, you know, all this sort of stuff, but to do funny on the cello, that's a real challenge, you know?
All right, well, let's hear you do it now. Will you?
Okay.
Now, you really set us up. Yeah.
That's... All right. So should we tell you a little bit about this?
Please
piece?
Do. Please
okay.
do.
So this is a piece written by Michael Kelly, a friend of mine, a violist. And Suzanne Russo is joining us for the concert for this. It's in four movements, and each movement sets a series of tongue twisters. And we'd like to play for you the fourth movement of this, which is called Mistaken Identity.
Pheasant plucker. I am the pheasant plucker's mate. I am only plucking pheasants because the pheasant plucker's late.
I am
not the
pheasant plucker.
I am the
pheasant plucker's mate.
I am
only
plucking pheasants
because the
pheasant plucker's late. I am not the fig plucker. I am the fig plucker's mate. I am only plucking figs because the fig plucker, because the pheasant plucker, 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 because the fig plucker, because the pheasant, because the pheasant plucker's late.
That is the cello and bass duo of Low and Lower. Paul Sharp on the bass, Brooks Whitehouse on the cello. I've never been so close to the end of my career in my whole life. That was hair-raising. Also, Suzanne Russo, the Mallarmé Chamber Players on the viola. Suzanne, let's talk a little bit about this. First of all, about this collaboration and kind of what Mallarmé intends to do, and why you chose this for a program.
Sure. You know, one of the things that Mallarmé does best is collaborate. And I had heard about these fellows a couple years ago, saw some of their videos, and just thought, our audience needs to see and hear them. And so we started talking a couple years ago about maybe doing a program together. And, you know, what that program was going to consist of, partly what they do already by themselves, but also a collaborative effort. So Twisted, this piece Twisted, is one of those efforts. And then we're going to add Janet Ornstein to the mix to play in a Renske string quartet, which is for two cellos, viola, and violin. But Paul is graciously going to play the second cello part on the bass. So it's a gorgeous piece, and we've been having a really great time learning it.
I want to make sure we have time for this next piece, and maybe you can set it up for us, and we can hear another one right now.
Are
we doing? Yeah.
We're going to play a piece called Poke by Larry Dillon, who's a composer on our faculty at UNCSA. And the subtitle is A Bagatelle on Antisocial Media.
Did you get my text?
I did not get your text.
Did you get my text? I sent it 7 seconds ago.
I did not get your text. When did you send it?
Did you get my text? It's been close to 15 seconds now.
I did not get your text. I did not get your text. I told you I did not get your text.
You did not get my text. I will send it again. Did you get my text? I just sent it.
I did not get your text. Have you sent it yet?
Did you get my text? I sent it 7 seconds ago.
I did not get your text. Could you send it again?
But I sent it close to 15 seconds ago. Did you get it yet?
I did not get it yet. I did not get it yet. Could you send it again?
You did not get it yet. How could that be? How could that be? I sent it more than once. I sent it more than once. When will you get it?
Have you sent it yet?
I sent it. I sent it. I sent it. Did you get it yet?
I did not get it yet. I did not get it yet. I did not get it. Get it. Get it. Could you send it again?
Never mind.
Because I like it.
I still do not like it. Here is a frowny face.
Why did you give it a frowny face?
I do not like it. How can you like it?
I like it. I like it. I gave it a smiley face.
I do not like it. How can you like it?
I like it. I like it. I gave it a smiley face.
I do not like it. I gave it a frowny face. How can you say that? You like it. How can you say that? How can you say that?
I said I like it. I did not say I love it.
You did not say you love it.
I did not say I love it.
What does that mean?
I do not know.
Poke, the cello and bass duo of Low and Lower, Paul Sharp on the bass, Brooks Whitehouse on the cello. They've got a couple of performances coming up in Durham, one here in Greensboro. Interestingly enough, Poke kind of went viral, didn't it?
It did. In the world of contemporary classical music, it certainly went viral.
35 hits? I'm sorry, forgive me.
15,000 or so.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. It's fantastic. And this piece kind of showed up in our box when we were searching for something we could do as a duo that was theatrical. And it kind of basically defined what we do, and we thank Lawrence Dillon for that.
It's great stuff. I'm going to talk about the two in Durham, and you've got a performance here in Greensboro?
Yes. We're playing on Music for a Great Space Friday, November 21st at 7:30 at Holy Trinity Episcopal Church.
All right, so. and two performances in Durham. And you can get all of that at our website, stateofthings.org. Thank you all so much for being on the program today. Mm-hmm. Cello and bass duo of Low and Lower, Paul Sharp on the bass, Brooks Whitehouse on the cello, and Suzanne Russo of the Mallarmé Chamber Players playing with them today, going to be with them for their two concerts this weekend. Suzanne, thank you very much as well.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to The State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio. It's a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stasio. Once again, Low and Lower.
This is an homage to the lovely size of the double bass.
I like big bops and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. When a bass rolls in with a big fat case and long strings in your face, it is strong. Wanna pull beside? Cause you notice that the case is stuffed. Deep in the case it's wearing. I'm hooked and I can't stop staring. Oh, bassy, I wanna get with ya. Wanna take your picture. My homeboys tried to warn me, but the bass you got plays Dragon Eddie. Oh, grab some rosin. You say you fit my wagon. Well, use me, use me. So I play like Barcini. Low and lower's grooving. It sounds like furniture's moving. They burn, turn. Just watch and learn. I'm tired of magazines saying flatback's the only thing. Take the average bass man and ask him that it's got a pack big bounce. So basses,
yeah,
basses,
yeah.
As your big bass got big bounce.
Oh, yeah.
Then play it, play it. Play that big old bass. Baby got bounce. Baby got bounce.
Low and Lower. You can hear two shows presented by the Mallarmé Chamber Players, one Saturday, November 22nd, the second Sunday, November 23rd at Duke Gardens in Durham. Check out our website, stateofthings.org, for details.